Welcome to Calcast, your creative international podcast.
Network News, episode 97. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Welcome once again, God Network News fans, to another episode that is part of a new series that my wife and I were able to record and interview some incredible stories from the Middle East. We were able to meet with several workers doing church planting work in the region and just ministering to people. And wow, what amazing things that God is doing amongst Arabs in the Middle East. It's incredible. And I want to bring this to you as a series so the next 12 episodes will be testimonies from these incredible workers that are doing amazing miracles through the power of God as they pray for people's needs and seeing people come to Christ. So without further ado, I want to launch right into the next episode in this wonderful set of stories.
I was reminded of the scripture, delight yourself in the Lord and he will fulfill the desires of your heart. And so God heard the cries of your heart and he gave you the heart cry of a married marriage in him. And so now as a young married couple, what has been some of the strength that you bring to each other and how do you complement each other in ministry here in the Middle East?
Just a few initial thoughts that come to mind. I've just noticed the immense comfort and joy there is in being married on the field, because missions, it is such a place where people come and go a lot. So I think for people who go out on teams, you know, 3 years down the road, your team members who you've been doing life with for a long time might get called somewhere else and you're still called in that nation. So one of the major challenges as a single person in, you know, the missions world is just that element of friends coming and going and being really difficult. So having someone that you know, every single day they're going to be by your side. And you know, there's that stability of, okay, this now best friend who's my wife isn't going to get called somewhere else that I'm not called to, you know? Right. So, there's just the comfort of that, which is just absolutely amazing. And then also just considering the culture we're in the Middle East, it is very segregated with male and female. It's very difficult, you know, for me as a if I were a single guy to have any impact on the female side of society and then vice versa. So I think how we complement each other, that Kate can reach the females and I can reach the males. And then just my last, the last thing I would say on that is, God is so faithful to just bring someone in your life for you to marry that really complements your gifts. So I'm just a lot more maybe practical and what are the next steps? And Kate is a lot more visionary and sees big picture. So we just really complement each other in that way. And then even just in spiritual gifts and hearing the Lord and just a lot of things, were so opposite, and she carries so many things that I don't, and I think I carry stuff that she doesn't, and we just complement each other in a really amazing way, and the Lord's faithful to bring someone along like that, I think so.
Yeah. Love that. I think this doesn't really answer your question, Carol, but something that was really fun for me is my access was mostly only to women in this side of the world. And once I got married, it was so fun having some of Andrew's friends over for lunch for the very first time and having heard about these names of men that he was pouring into and finally meeting them under like the right circumstances for them. And so I think, yeah, what Andrew said about like, I can reach women, he can reach men is totally true. And that way we get to cover such a spectrum. But also I am more able now, I feel, to have a crisscross. Mm-hmm. And I actually get to touch the lives of these men here as they would feel more comfortable being around me now that I have a husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And so now as a couple and you're here for the long haul, the long term, what are some tips you have that God has taught you to sustain your marriage? And what advice do you have for other couples on the mission field to keep their marriage strong, yet their ministry strong?
Well, one thing I know I can see is you guys are really into prayer. So praying together is probably something that keeps you solidly together and on the same track there.
Yeah, that's so true. We pray a lot with our other team members that we work with, but as a couple, we also pray together very regularly. And that I would say there's a difference between praying to a God who you think you have to twist his arm to answer your prayers and praying to a God who is waiting to respond. And so I think praying hopeful prayers together as a couple has been really awesome.
Yeah, I agree. And we're fairly newly married. We'll be coming up on a like 10 months soon here. So
we are a
new couple on the field. But what has worked so far, it has just been a really amazing year with one another. We're in the Word a lot together. We schedule in 2 mornings a week where we read the Bible together and discuss. And just, I think it's so helpful rather than me growing spiritually over here and Kate growing spiritually over there. These times scheduled in throughout the week where we're growing together and we're asking similar questions and we're challenging each other. So we do have a lot of just throughout the week, just your basic spiritual disciplines that we do together rather than just alone, you know, or apart. So that's super helpful. And then date night, over here in the Middle East, especially because it's a place where more and more fruit is coming and more people are coming into the kingdom, but there's still a lot of breakthrough to be had. So me personally, I feel just a lot of constant weight on my shoulders of like, there's so much to do. There's so many people that still need to be reached that it's tougher to slow down. So we just prioritize having date night on Wednesday nights we don't let ministry or anything get in the way of that. So there's always just that weekly time where we're just prioritizing, our marriage and growing a love for one another. So we don't just let the needs of the lost completely just take over everything. So
That's great. Well, thank you guys. And thank you, Carol, for doing this wonderful interview.
Yeah, we know that God really cares about family and community. And so we need the prayers of all of our listeners to help sustain both the singles and the married and the families, because it is hard and it's tough here. But these people have said yes to God, and so they'll value your prayers for that they can continue in the long-term vision.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Kate and Andrew, for this great interview and just being open with our God Network News audience to let them see a little bit inside your personal lives, and not just the ministry part, but also your personal lives. And you shared a lot of great insights and great challenges to us. So I'm hopeful that the single and the younger audience that's out there to God Network News will get impacted and inspired by your testimony and your life. So thank you once again for sharing with us not just your ministry, but your life.
Thank you so
the
much.
Blessing.
Yes.